This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now look, y'all, it is crazy outside. There's all kinds of stuff going on. If you are working a 9-to-5, you're probably stressed out about keeping your 9-to-5. If you don't have a 9-to-5, you're probably in the middle of trying to get a new 9-to-5. Or maybe you made the crazy leap to be a full-time entrepreneur like me. You got the world on fire all around you, middle of election year. A lot of stuff going on. It's absolutely nuts, right? It's nuts outside. And I could definitely see, let's speak for me. Look, for me, I know I be going to therapy on a regular basis. I believe in therapy, all right? Hashtag black folks need therapy. Hashtag we all need therapy. We all need it. And for me, I can say if it wasn't for therapy being like an ongoing maintenance tool in my toolkit to help me stay level and help me realize that I'm okay, everything around me is okay, here's what I can control, that has been critical for me. And I would hope that if you have thought about therapy, or if you haven't thought about therapy, shoot, let's say you're like I ain't got time for therapy, I'm too busy trying to make sure that these plates keep on spinning, I hope that you check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's completely convenient, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, keyword licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge, which is incredible. It's very challenging to move around and find the right therapist for you. The fact that BetterHelp is providing that as just part of your experience is incredible. So find your support, get the help you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/corp today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/corp, CORP. Yo, partnership alert, partnership alert, partnership alert. Living Corporate has a partnership with LinkedIn Learning, an American massive open online course provider that provides video courses taught by industry experts across a wide array of subjects. Now, the partnership is because Living Corporate has courses on LinkedIn Learning focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion for leaders, career professionals, and anyone really looking to upskill themselves and be better allies. So make sure you check out our courses on LinkedIn Learning by clicking the link in the show notes. And let's just say you don't want to do that. When you go to LinkedIn Learning on LinkedIn, search Living Corporate. We'll be right there. All right. Peace.
What's going on, Living Corporate? It's Tristan, and I want to thank you for tapping back in with me as I provide some tips and advice for professionals. Today, let's talk about how you can deal with rejection throughout your job search. We all know how physically and mentally taxing applying to jobs can be. Networking, analyzing job descriptions, adding projects to your portfolio, researching companies, tailoring your resume, writing customized cover letters, and preparing for interviews require the same amount of energy as a full-time job. Not to mention all the stress and strain that comes with being invested in a particular company's hiring process and constantly checking your email, hoping that you'll advance to the next step, only to receive the dreaded, "We appreciate your time, but we've decided to go in a different direction." Those rejection emails can put us in a negative mindset where we begin to second guess ourselves, our experiences, and our abilities. We start to believe that something is wrong with us since these companies aren't jumping at the opportunity to hire us. But it's important to put things in perspective. Every company and every role has differences. The rejection you're experiencing may not have anything to do with your competence, but rather a fit for the particular position or company. So instead of taking the rejection personally, try to change your perspective and view it as an opportunity to reflect and shift your strategy. If you've received a rejection from a company, ask yourself if there's anything you could change or improve. Sometimes that self-analysis may not be enough, so take it a step further and ask the employer for additional feedback. They can provide you with insight on where you may have fallen a bit short throughout the process. Use all this information to modify your job search strategy and increase your chances next time. I know it's hard to lose an opportunity you were really looking forward to, but try not to let yourself fall into a negative loop because employers can pick up on it. Also, remember that we are still in a pandemic that has turned the job market on its head. Candidates are facing challenges that make the job search process more difficult. Adjust your expectations and be easy on yourself. This tip was brought to you by Tristan of Layfield Resume Consulting. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Layfield Resume, or connect with me, Tristan Layfield, on LinkedIn.